God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to lead us in this life is from the epistle lesson. The epistle of Paul to the Galatian church. And this Paul writes, "But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male or female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring according to the promise." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. You know, as you look around this church this morning, you see all kinds of different people, all different kinds of dress. Each and every one of us is different. We're different from each other. We kind of like it that way, don't we? We're kind of different. We've had different upbringings. We live differently. We act differently. You know, it used to be that I could call my kids and I could talk to them on the phone. That's no longer the case. If you want to touch base with your children, even when they're 44 and 46, you got to text them. They won't answer to anything else. That's different. That's different when I grew up. When I grew up in Duluth, there were two houses right next to the door. We had a party line. And you could lift up the phone and you could hear somebody else in the next house talking. I mean, that's different. Now it's cell phones. It's connections. You can connect with people. They think it's your home and you could be in Germany or Italy or somewhere else. It's interesting. We're all different. We came from different backgrounds. We came from different places. I grew up in Duluth. My wife grew up in Wheaton, Minnesota. I bet you a lot of people here don't even know where Wheaton is. But when you look at the state of Minnesota and you see the old butt there, it's about 5 miles to 8 miles from South Dakota border and North Dakota border. So we're all different. We believe different things. I mean, we're from different political parties and people. We're just different. But I got to tell you, we're all the same. Every one of us. Every single one of us is the same. We're sinful. The Apostle Paul in the 7th chapter of the book of Romans writes, "The thing that I wish that I could do, I cannot do, for it's sin dwelling in me." We're all sinners. We have sinned with thought, word, and deed. I've often said, when I talk with people and they say, "You know, me and my wife, we haven't had an argument the whole time we've been married." Don't lie to me. Because you have. You've sinned against each other. You've sinned against your kids. Your kids have sinned against you. We're sinners. We're sinners in need of holy baptism. Washing of the water and the word to bring us into God's kingdom. I have three kids, Paul, Andrew, and Joanne. Paul was baptized in church with all the witnesses watching. Andrew was baptized a couple seconds after he was born because he had the cord wrapped around his neck and he was turning loose. So the doctor said, "Do you want to baptize him?" I said, "No, you baptize." So the doctor baptized. Joanne was sick. She was in the incubator in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And I baptized her. I took her out of the incubator. There was a garbage can right below her head and I baptized her with water and the word. Brought her into Holy Kingdom. God works in mysterious ways. He brings us into his kingdom in various ways. You just witnessed today that Banks was brought into God's kingdom. God tells Banks, You are my child. And I'm going to protect you. Brings them in by the washing of the water and the word. A wonderful time that God unites us with himself. As different as we are, God works his mysterious and graceful ways. Because God, you know, he's a graceful God. Graceful God in the action throughout the Holy Scriptures that we are shown a God who cares for his people. Cares for them and their life, and not just here in the world, but for all eternity as well. What a graceful God. What a loving God. And yet we turn away from God. We doubt. We doubt that he's even in existence. We doubt that he gives us eternal life. We doubt that Jesus rose from the dead. Those doubts come into our heads and our hearts because Satan is working on us. But then God works all the harder by sending his Holy Spirit to us through the Word to tell us that we are valuable children of God and that God is not going to leave us. In the prophet Jeremiah, 29th chapter, the 11th verse, Jeremiah is seeking God's wisdom, and God responds to Jeremiah, "I have plans for you, plans to prosper you and give you a hope and a future." So God promises us. And he begins with the water and the word and holy baptism, and he continues through his word to tell us how valuable we are. So valuable that he sent his son Jesus Christ to this world to suffer many things and die, but on the third day rise again to give us eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. What a graceful and loving God. God works in mysterious ways. He sends his Spirit into our hearts so that we as parents can lead our children in the way that they will go. That we are valuable parents. That we're there for our children. And I told Nathan before service, and Kennedy, you know, be careful. Watch these kids, because they grow. And it's so fast. I look back on 46 years my son Paul has been with us, 44 Andrew, and 42 for Joanne. It's amazing how quickly they grow up and they become parents of their own to lead their children, to guide them. And we've got to learn to lay our hands off as grandparents and let them be parents. It's interesting how quickly we grow up. Our life is very short. The psalmist says that we live 70 years or 80 if we have our health. It's amazing how quickly we grow older as adults and we get into that generation that sees people die and go to funerals. God remains faithful in our lives as we are brought into his kingdom, and that he continues to grant us his grace, his hope, his life in Christ, that we continue to pass that on. The Apostle Paul was talking about that baptism and that word and that water in the third chapter of the book of Galatians. And those who have been baptized have clothed themselves with Christ. We're baptized, and Christ comes into our life. We are clothed with him. We have put on new clothes with Christ. And that's how it begins. It's the baptismal font, but it continues in our life through Holy Scripture and the Bible. The Bible You know, pastors use the word Holy Scripture and basic people say the Bible. Yes, we should just name it the Bible. That word of God is our strength and our guidance and our hope. It's for you as you begin a new chapter in your life with Banks and bringing him into your life. It's amazing how God works and will continue to work in each and every one of our lives. In Christ's holy name, amen.